welcome to another episode of the podcast Your Voice is Amplified, brought to you by latestsale.com. Today we cover transportation technology, well, green transportation to be more specific, and how it can make our world a better place to live. This is a challenging time for all of us, and our team has been exploring the movers and shakers in this arena. As always, for the technology category, the podcast will be divided into three sections: the science, the technology, and the investors.
So without further ado, let's delve deep into the first part of the podcast, the science. We all know that transportation is an aspect of life we simply can't live without. But almost 23% of the global greenhouse gas emissions come from the burning of fossil fuel, the primary source of power for most motor vehicles. We love our cars. They give us comfort and an element of prestige, but cars do not just reflect our superficial needs. Flexibility, a substitute for poor transportation in rural communities, as well as people with disabilities who are rightly more able to access the freedoms we all enjoy thanks to a private vehicle, cannot be underestimated. How can we sustain our love affair with cars and still protect the environment?
Currently, 90% of road transportation relies on fossil fuels. Despite the many initiatives being taken to make greener forms of transport, such as electric vehicles, there's still a long way to go until conventional fuels can be completely eliminated from the world.
Think of all the motor brands you know of right now that offer in their product range hybrid vehicles alongside electric vehicles. That notwithstanding, issues with accessibility relating to charging points and capacity levels are still stimulating demand in consumer requests for the return of their petrol vehicles. Let us not forget COVID-19 either. That has had a massive impact on production capacity, the availability of parts and features often taken for granted by motor users. Try ordering a new car right now. Depending on the model, either you can expect long waiting times or else some features you are expecting are no longer possible and are therefore not offered. These factors are therefore fueling the demand of fossil fuel generating transportation. To address this challenge, we need to look at manufacturing and supply chain technology. But that part we will leave for another podcast episode.
The toxic emissions emitted by automobiles running on fossil fuel continue to negatively impact the environment, with toxins polluting the air, human health, and the planet.
But the human desire for comfort, travel, convenience and flexibility is the driving force of demand for newly registered cars and used cars. Year after year, car manufacturers are behind some of the most exciting product launches that keep their consumer base enticed and demanding more.
So that brings us back to square one, greener transportation.
Yes, green transportation technology is the only solution to help us improve the environment, the earth and our lifestyle.
But since the solution is so obvious, why do you think it is not being adopted much faster?
Well, to be fair, the biggest challenge that stands in the way of the adoption of green technology is the cost. Using vehicles powered by renewable resources isn't exactly cheap, but the good news is that it is a one-time investment. Some may wonder, however, what would happen if people knew about the benefits of green transportation, besides the benefits for the environment, and whether increased awareness would make them more inclined to use them?
So why not shed some light on some of these benefits? What do you think? How can the use of green transportation benefit people from all over the world?
The benefits are endless. For starters, it will improve health. Studies have shown that some fossil fuels emit toxic gases. There are even claims in cases of the emission of high levels of toxins that these can become the root cause of cardiovascular diseases and even cancer. So this is a question of the health and well-being of your loved ones being protected adequately, as well as serving the environment safely. Once again, another key issue is accessing these studies and data findings, making sure that they are mainstream so that it's not just platforms like latestsale.com that have access to these medical studies. Besides that, eco-friendly modes of transport can actually save you money in the long run.
Yes, but then again, not everyone can afford the one-time investment right away.
True, but government incentives such as tax cuts and discounts on the adoption of greener transportation can help. At the same time, it is important to understand that electric vehicles aren't the only means of going green. Commuting by bicycle, walking and opting for multi-occupant vehicles is also a way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
That was very insightful. And on that note, that's a wrap for now. We will continue to dig deep into all things tech and bring you more stats and data highlighting the key factors impacting this sector. Don't forget to tune into the next episode, where we discuss in more detail the technology behind green transportation. Tune in to weekly episodes from the Your Voice is Amplified team at latestsale.com.